Good day, Australia. I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you this week's superannuation news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. On a robust note, we need to highlight significant advancements in our superannuation industry that have happened throughout the past week. To start us in the right direction, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, APRA, released an insightful report dated November 7th, shedding light on an unprecedented surge of almost $3 billion in Australian superannuation funds. EPRA's report unravels the fascinating fact that this surge happened just in the second quarter of this year, promising potent growth for the next quarter. On another note, the leading super provider, AMP Limited, surpassed expectations when it announced a rise in average account balances by nearly 4.5% this quarter. AMP's head, Sally Hudson, warmly welcomed the news, emphasizing the company's dedication to its members' financial well-being. Meanwhile, controversy has been simmering over compulsory superannuation contribution hikes. The argument focuses on whether the proposed incremental hikes till 2025 will truly benefit Australians or detract from wage increases instead. While the federal government presses for a halt in these contributions, esteemed economists argue for its continuation, a discourse most pertinent, as we would see by next year. In the energy sector, super-funded Future Super joined forces with Greening Australia in an audacious bid to combat climate change. The partners aim to foster a symbiosis whereby super funds boost renewable energy while promoting sustainable future for us Australians. Now let's talk international. It seems our super sector has caught the admiration of our overseas colleagues. Spearheaded by municipalities in the UK and Canada, a wave of interest has surged into Australian-style superannuation investment strategies, a testament to our thriving super industry. And to wrap things up in the tech lane, breakthrough super app SuperSavvy is set to launch. This revolutionary application ligaments super funds with user engagement and education. It claims to offer an enhanced experience, financial literacy, and control over super savings for Australians. That concludes our weekly superannuation news wrap presented by me, Paige Estrotori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. For more superannuation news, please visit financialservicesonline.com.au. Australia, stay financially savvy, and we will connect again soon.